On this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, we'll bring Leonard's topic up. I understand he is not on hold, but the information I got is he wants to know about attic fans and radiant barriers. Are they efficient? Should I get one, both, or none? What do you think, Robert?
Well, it really depends. A radiant barrier needs an air gap underneath it. So if you're talking about the underside of the roof and using, you know, a new home maybe that's putting the sheathing up, and they make sheathing that's already got the radiant barrier attached to the underside, then yes, that can be effective. But if you put up anything up against that radiant surface, then it doesn't work. It has to have an air gap. You want at least 3/8 or a half an inch underneath it. And the interesting piece of building science trivia is that in this dry climate, it's really better to get the insulation on the underside of the roof and have an unventilated attic. Ceilings can be pretty leaky. So when you put your insulation on top of the ceiling and then put your ductwork on top of that, you're running those ducts in a 140-degree attic. Just not a wise thing to do, not a wise way to do things.
And taking the insulation, which is a lot of blown in, a lot of bats, taking that off. And you could still do bats up in the rafters on top, but just, foam is usually the more common.
But, of course, if you put the insulation on the underside of the roof, then there's no reason to put a radiant barrier on the underside of that because it's already cool. You don't need it. The one side needs to be hot and the other side needs to be air for it to have any effectiveness at all. And attic fans are a really bad idea. The reason is that they depressurize that attic, and with all the can lights and everything we have, ceilings are usually pretty leaky. So all you're really doing is drawing more of your nice air-conditioned air through those air leaks in the ceiling into the attic. So in several states, they're actually illegal to put those up, and I just really recommend people do not put in attic fans. If you really want to do something to improve the efficiency of that roof, have the insulation put on the underside of the roof and take it off the ceiling.
Now, what about a flat roof application? That's a completely different can of worms. And it's not even
absolutely
a can of worms, but it's a different building system.
Absolutely. You know, we see a lot of that, and it produces a lot of issues when people have leaky ducts. You know, what do you do? How do you fix that? Well, there's a process called AeroSeal that's really good for sealing up that ductwork when you can't get to it. Something to be careful about or to think about is that their process seals up only the ducts, doesn't do the air handler, may not do where the duct boot meets the drywall underneath the register. You know, do they hook it up a second time and do the return side? So, you know, you may not be doing the whole system when you do something like that, but if you have leaky ducts, that's a good place to start.
And the AeroSeal, that is, you're sucking a product through the duct that is
It's a dry plastic that basically goes, it's kind of like a fix-a-flat for ducts. And I saw a demonstration the other day, and it was very interesting. I saw them seal up a half-inch hole in a duct, you know, just
wow,
with this plastics, right? So it's a very interesting product. But you got to do the hand sealing along with it. You got to seal, you know, a great thing that homeowners can do on the weekend is take the registers off and caulk that joint where the duct boot meets the drywall. I often see considerable leakage just in the gaps around there. You know, and then have the HVAC guy come out and seal up the air handler and make sure that return plenum platform is nice and tight. You know, get a duct test done. When I see a leaky duct, I'll actually blow theatrical smoke into the duct system so you can see exactly where the leaks are coming out, and the HVAC guy can fix it right there.
Have you seen this cork outsolation that they're applying?
Is it a sprayed-on?
It's a sprayed-on cork that you can color it, so it would be essentially a replacement for painting. And the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, from my understanding, is the oldest building in Arizona that's had that on, and it's been about 3 years now. And they say cork will never get above 85 degrees and or drop below 55. So it's
I don't know. It depends. I would want to know what the R value is.
Yeah.
You know, people make lots of claims. You know, there's bogus claims about radiant paints and all that kind of stuff, or paints that have R value. You know, get real here. Paint does not have an R value. And anybody that tells you it does is lying.
So I think the lesson here as we wrap up this hour is not all products have value in every application. You know, what works on this house may not work on that house.
You got to pay attention to the particular design details of that house and figure out what to do from that.
And there is a lot of benefit to independent energy audits.
Absolutely.
Which can be hard to find because most have merged together just because of the way the industry has.
You've got to survive. Go to the ResNet website. You'll see who are the ResNet qualified people, or the BPI website. Both of those are good references for independent. And, you know, there's people all over the state doing it.
Mr. Robert Bucek.
Bulacek.
Got it. Energy management. Energy-man.com if you want to contact him directly. Is that okay?
That's good.
All right. I guess I should ask that before.
Absolutely.
Before I was
happy
put it
to
on
help
the
people.
Air.
You know, and if you're in the Pima County, Tucson area, I can steer you toward who are the good people to do things. And if you're throughout the state, I can help you find somebody in your town that can do those energy audits.
And you are in the Saba booth. 1700 aisle.
The Green Build booth. Come down and check out all the interesting green materials and stuff, and talk to people who have that area of expertise, and find out, you know, answer your questions about what, you know, can be done on your home.
Y'all have a safe, joyful, and happy Arizona weekend. We'll see you next Saturday talking decorative concrete coating, my favorite topic.
What a wonderful world.